Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the evening program with Rev it Up, myself, Brother Abdul Haq. I'm sitting in for Maulana Kara today. Inshallah, unfortunately, Maulana Kara couldn't be available for this evening's program. But inshallah, I will do my best to assist you with whatever motoring problems you have. I have Brother Yusuf as a guest today on our program. And if you have any questions regarding any buying, selling of cars or whatever the case may be, if you have any comparisons to make regarding a choice of buying a vehicle, we have Brother Yusuf. Brother Yusuf, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam and assalamu alaikum to all listeners.
Jazakallah, Yusuf. The numbers to call, 011-854-1548. The SMS number is 083-287-0886. I repeat, the numbers to call, 011-854-1548. Or else you can send us an SMS on 083-287-0886. We're waiting for your calls, whatever motoring problems you have, whatever questions you need to ask, please don't hesitate, give us a call. Inshallah, if you call us on air, there will be more people benefiting, but if you leave your questions for later, it might just be a bit of a selfish thing. So inshallah, we'll wait for your calls. Brother Yusuf, alhamdulillah, Brother Yusuf is now joined Nissan. South Africa. So brother, I don't know what you do and how you do, but yeah, give us a little bit of an introduction of what your job entails and what you're doing now.
I'm heading the fleet at Nissan SA, but I'll be based at IC Nissan Auto in Kempton Park and doing all the corporate business. So fleet business is required, that's what I'll be handling.
JazakAllah, Brother Yusuf. So, we can throw all the questions at Brother Yusuf here. Let's see if he can assist us as far as this is concerned. Anything regarding your Nissan or whatever vehicle you want to buy. I mean, I think the last time Brother Yusuf was here, he gave us a good explanation as far as balloon payments and all these ways of buying vehicles, how to buy, and generally, obviously, he doesn't sort of support the fact that you buy something on HP. He's unhappy with that because he says you end up overpaying for the vehicle. But unfortunately, all of us cannot afford a brand new vehicle cash. But yeah, let's see how we can do and what we can do. If you have any valuations as well, I'm sure Brother Yusuf is quite clued up on that as well. He will try and assist us on that problem. As far as the mechanical and technical issues come, I myself, Abdul Haq, will try and assist you with that as well. Brother Yusuf, I just happened to notice that there is a new Nissan Bucky coming out, and that you were talking something in the car while we were getting here. I believe the new Nissan Navara. Have you any idea, or you can give us an idea as to what it's going to do on the market and what sort of vehicles it's going to compare to?
At the moment, we won't like to disclose anything. It will be launched in November, inshallah, and then ready for sale in January. The current models are already at run out, so we're still busy running out whatever current models are running out. Although there is quite a few still on the market and we're still trying to get rid of them. But the new Navaras, the range is up to challenge for any other one, and I think we're going to be a strong challenger in that field now. We'll be coming out very, very strong here.
So basically, if we look at that field, I mean, this is my sort of opinion again, in my comparison, nothing to do with your opinion or comparison. But I would have thought if we look at the Mazda and the Ford on the current market, it should be sort of somewhere around in that sort of region. But inshallah, once it gets out, we will get Brother Yusuf to come in and give us more of an idea of what sort of market it is and what's happening there. This is our first SMS coming in, Brother Yusuf. It says, Salams, I have a C220 CDI 2008. It says silver with 101,000 kilometers. Needs 27,000 to spend. What do you think it's worth? Full service history, 180 owner, no AMG, no sunroof. No AMG, no sunroof. It's a C220 CDI 2008 with 101,000 kilometers, and why does it need? I'm curious. If you can send me an SMS as to say, what do you need to spend this, the 27,000 on? Maybe that'll make it a bit easier for me to answer you. But Brother Yusuf, what do you think about
C220 CDI?
Yeah, the 2008.
The standard model or the?
It's the standard. It says here on the full service history, one lady owner, no AMG, no sunroof. So that's absolutely quite standard, I would have thought.
The book on that vehicle is around probably 130, 132 thereabouts. Less to spend 27,000. You've seen that vehicle in the region of about probably 80, 89, 90,000 thereabouts, eh?
But the other thing that concerns me regarding this question is, what is the 27,000 being spent on? Where did you come with that figure of 27,000? All right, I see they've now come back on the SMS again. It's an Avant-Garde, front bumper, front chrome pieces to be replaced, redo bonnet scuffs, rear bumper, signs to spray, work, 2x17-inch tires, mags to scratch, recondition.
No, it will be very difficult to see. We'll have to virtually have a look at the vehicle and from there do a proper evaluation on it, guys.
Yeah, but for me, the fact that it seems like you've got scratches on the front bumper, you've got a front chrome piece to be replaced, the bonnet has scuffs on it, the rear bumpers. If there's no mechanical failure, then I think it's worth a goodbye, inshallah. But obviously, if you look at it, Yusuf, I think I would have thought roughly around 90 grand should be quite okay.
Then you're doing fine. As long as there's no mechanical, like you said, there's no mechanical parts, you can always pick up through either scrapyards or through spare parts dealers. But
yeah,
I wouldn't go as much as 100 on that vehicle.
No. Right? As I said, 90,000 would be quite okay. Yeah. And the other fact that the person says that it's scuff marks on the bonnet and the bumper, and there's a chrome piece. The chrome pieces you can obviously buy loose from Mercedes-Benz or maybe a scrapyard as well. I would look at around 90,000. Nice vehicle to drive. As you say, one lady, one owner. So, yeah, I don't foresee any problem. It's actually a very, very good vehicle. But inshallah, make some mashwara, make istikhara, inshallah, and I don't think you can go wrong with something like that. Brother Yusuf, I see the SMSs are coming in hard and fast again. There is another one that comes and says, Salam, can one use 93 petrol and 95 petrol, or must you stick to one type only for VW Polo Comfort Line?
I think that's open. You can use either or. Only when the petrols do change over from the 93 to the 95, you normally find a little bit jerk. But there you can come in because mechanically that will be your avenue.
Gee. No, look, Brother Yusuf, as far as that is concerned, I don't foresee any problem, with using the 93 or the 95. It's just generally you tend to stick to one brand and you tend to stick to one sort of standard, but there is no such issue with 93 or 95. You can throw in either one, but obviously on what we I think we discussed it last time when Brother Adil was in the studio as well, is that to be able to it's preferred with the higher performance vehicles to put a 95 fuel in there. Because obviously you want the performance out of the vehicle, not that 93 is going to slack on your performance or anything, but it's just a people thinking thing that, psychologically it does affect people sometimes. I think we had one of the guys from the car magazine as well, and he didn't say there was much of a difference. He's actually busy with some sort of, I think if I recall correctly, he is busy with some sort of investigation amongst himself as well. And the other thing that we were investigating, Yusuf, is, guys say that they had a difference as far as the fuel is concerned. Either, if you put in engine, you're getting 50 Ks more. I've actually seen the sign at one of the filling stations in the Mayfair area as well. You'll get more kilometers out of your tank if you fill up with us. I see Yusuf is shaking his head. But the other thing is, if you take the same route, you drive the same way all the time, you can maybe then try the comparison. And if you do get a difference, then, well, good luck to you. But for example, you know, you fill up, let's say, engine and you leave down for Durban, and when you get back, you change over to Shell and you went to maybe Eastern Transvaal or something like that. Obviously, the hills, the you know, the driving habit is different. So you might, you know, you might have had more traffic when you went to Durban, or you might have had more traffic when you went to Mpumalanga area. That could obviously make a difference because it alters your driving habit. Yusuf, what do you think?
You know, I've been a while in the motor industry, and I've been with Toyota for a while, but now when I've come across to Nissan, and I've just this week just driven the Qashqai 1.2 turbo, I must be honest with you, the fuel consumption on that thing, even at my driving, and I'm not a fairy when it comes to driving, but to be quite honest, I drove the vehicle, and the consumption on that vehicle is something amazing. So it all depends on the driver. It's your driving habits. It's not about what fuel you use and what happens. It's your driving style and your driving habits that will determine the fuel consumption of a vehicle. Yes, on the bigger vehicles you tend to drive faster. Yes, you're going to use more fuel. But again, with this new engine that I just drove this week on the Nissan Qashqai 1.2 turbo, I must be, it's amazing. It's an absolutely amazing vehicle. And I can guarantee you on a tank, you can probably reach Cape Town with one tank.
That's the 1.2 diesel, am I right?
Absolutely.
Is that a turbo as well?
Yes.
I believe it's a brilliant vehicle. I haven't had a look at one as such. And you say you're driving one. So, yeah, maybe we will get more information from you out of there. I think Brother Feroz is also listening to us at this very moment. I'm sure he is jumping for joy there. Feroz, inshallah, we will get you here in the near future to come in here about your new Nissan Navara. Maybe you can come in and update us on that as well. The number to call is 011-854-1548. And for your SMSs, you can send us an SMS on 083-287-0886. I see, Brother Yusuf, that I think maybe everybody's knowing you, that you quite this thing with valuations of vehicles. It says, Salams, what's your opinion? I am thinking of buying a Grand Voyager 2005 model. It's a 2.8 CRD with 165,000 on the clock. What must I pay and how's the vehicle? Salams, what's your opinion? I'm thinking of buying a Grand Voyager 2005 2.8 CRD with 165,000 on the clock. What must I pay and how's the vehicle? Yusuf, I think I'd rather wait for your opinion as far as the vehicle is concerned.
The vehicle, I must be honest, it's a good vehicle. You're not going wrong. You're not doing anything. The vehicle is brilliant for the purpose you're going to be using it. Also, the purpose you're going to be using it, is it just for your holidays or it's daily stop-start driving? Just remember that plays a big part in this whole thing. If you're using it for your long-distance ideal vehicle, you'll get brilliant consumption. As long as the vehicle got full service history, you got no problem with the vehicle. I've seen Voyagers passing the 400,000 mark. Absolutely brilliant. No problems at all. But the big question is, how much are you paying on that vehicle? Don't pay too much. If you can, let us know what price is it, and I can guide you accordingly.
Gee. Coming to the fact that, like you said, talking CRD, obviously it's a diesel vehicle. And the other day, myself and Adil were having a actual casual chat between us, and we actually agreed on the fact that one of these diesel vehicles, especially the bigger diesel vehicles, if you're going to drive it around town, stop start, not a good idea.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But if you're using them for long distances, for example, you're going to Durban or, like you said, a holiday vehicle. Then, we both came to some sort of agreement that it's a brilliant vehicle to drive because, your consumption is there, everything is there. The stop-start is actually what, it's just a term that I use. It actually kills the vehicle.
Absolutely.
Not only your diesel vehicles, but your petrol vehicle also takes quite a bit of hiding with the stop-start all the time and the hard braking and the traffic and everything else obviously plays a major role on how long your vehicle is actually going to last you. And the obvious thing is, like you say, on holiday, you don't get much sort of traffic. You're on a highway, you're sort of flowing.
You must remember your diesel motors compared to your petrol motors are more delicate. So to keep pampering a diesel motor, not healthy all the time.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I personally am driving diesel eventually because I was already stuck on a. I was always a petrol head. I haven't converted to a diesel head, but yeah, it's made a big difference. I mean, I find it rather economical, power-wise as well. But unfortunately, we do use the vehicle for running around town, and that is where myself and Adil came up with the discussion regarding this sort of stuff. The other thing is, Brother Yusuf, from my sort of experience, I wouldn't say expertise, but I'll say experience, is that, you know, with the diesel vehicles, on the long term, you know, at the end of the, you know, after you put up a fair amount of mileage in the vehicle, your parts and things like that starts costing a bit more. And I wouldn't say a bit more, I would say a lot more on maintenance and repairs as far as the injectors are concerned and things like that. What's your sort
we
of...
We had an example this morning with that Auris 2-litre D4D. I mean, one injector is 4,200 rand. The poor gentleman is stranded still in Eastern Transvaal. We're still trying to source cars, and you can't bypass that and say, no, we'll put in pirate parts. So that's where the problem comes in. Once diesel starts giving you problems, very difficult to bring it back to life again. Eh? But then if it's a normal aspirated diesel without a turbo, your Isuzu 250 diesels, brilliant vehicles.
Yeah, I see Brother Usama is smiling from there, but I thought maybe he had a caller for us there, but I don't know, it seems like everybody's shy to give us a call. Don't be shy, give us that call, 011-854-1548. Brother Yusuf is here waiting for your calls. I myself will try and assist you, inshallah, as well. And if you have any SMSs, it's 083-287-0886. Please send in your SMSs. We are having SMSs coming in, alhamdulillah. But yeah, don't be shy, give us that call. Coming to the injectors, Brother Yusuf, I think we had a very slight chat on that sort of stuff. The diesel injectors and the petrol injectors are rather expensive to replace. And I think we did speak about the brother, if he can just get us the injector or the vehicle or something somehow here, maybe we can try and assist him as far as reconditioning or repairing those things. You know, just don't fall for tricks or things people say to you. You know, please, you know, do some homework, ask friends, ask, you know, I mean, come into any one of the workshops. I mean, the guy's got a workshop there, repair shop, technician. Say to him, listen, brother, you know, I have this sort of problem. You know, is there a way out? Can you assist me? Can you guide me? That is why we have this particular program as well, Yusuf, is to ask people, to try and assist people.
Assist, 100%.
Yeah, because this is, alhamdulillah, we don't charge anybody anything for the advice here. But like I say, you know, we're always getting calls after hours and after times. As to this, that, to the other. If you give us a call on air, maybe somebody else is listening and they will benefit also as well, inshallah. So yeah, give us that call, give us that you know, SMS. We actually are ready waiting for your sort of call or SMS. But nonetheless, Brother Yusuf, I see there is someone asking regarding rotation of tires. I think, you know, it's rather simple and straightforward as far as rotating of tires are concerned. They want to know as to when should they rotate the tires and how should they rotate the tires.
Rotation of tires should always be done on your services. On every service, it's always healthy to rotate tires, and you should crisscross them. So left goes left.
Okay, carry on, brother.
Normally, that's exactly what we currently doing. So what we do is, when we rotate tires, we don't take the front tires and just put them to the back. We crisscross them.
Any specific reason for that, brother Yusuf?
It's just my understanding that it's better to do it that way.
All right. I'm just going to, unfortunately, burst your little bubble on that. Look, it's very, very important. Firstly, when you do, like your brother Yusuf said, on a service, every service it should be done. Yes, you should rotate your tires on every service, and you should have balancing and alignment done as well. Very, very important on every service. Unfortunately, due to the road conditions we have in South Africa, it is very, very important to check out your balancing as well as your alignment. The only problem I have with your suggestion there, Brother Yusuf, is, you know, previously we used to do the crisscross method of rotating tires, but unfortunately, or should I say fortunately, I don't know, maybe just go out and have a look at your tires on your vehicle. They have now a tire that has a direction of rotation, And if you change that in a crisscross fashion, you are going to get the wrong direction on your tire. And when you come to puddles and everything else, you're going to have a problem as far as that is concerned, because you're going to aquaplane. Then the other problem you're going to have as well is your tire wear is going to be very, very uneven. So yeah, make sure that your tires are, you know, they are in the direction of rotation. Very, very important. It's got an arrow on the side of it, and it says direction of rotation. And if you move them there, you're going to have a bit of a hassle with that. So yeah, but importantly, after you have your vehicle serviced, go to your nearest fitment center or whatever, have your wheel alignment done, balancing first before you have your alignment done, let them balance your tires, put them on your vehicle, and thereafter you have your alignment done, and inshallah you should get a lot more sort of mileage out of there. I see the SMSs are coming in very hard and fast. I see it says, salams, just wanted to know, how is the Mazda 5 and the Toyota Innova? I know Yusuf is a bit of a Toyota man, but I'm going to say to him, Yusuf, I don't know, in my opinion, I would say I would prefer the Mazda 5. It's so much more luxurious and so much more nicer. I don't know.
The looks of the Mazda definitely is much nicer than the Innova. The Innova is basically built around a 2.7 Hilux motor, which is in the Innova. That's exactly it with a passenger type body. That's the only that's an Innova. That's exactly what an Innova is.
Yeah. But when it comes to looks and I think the additional stuff, I think Mazda outruns.
There's no doubt about it.
I see we've got a price on that Voyager. It says price is 85,000 and I need to know service and parts and who does service on it.
If the pricing sounds 100%, you're in the ballpark, so that's fine. The servicing depends if the car had a full service history and you're going to maintain that service. If you're in a Joburg area, there's only one and only. All my cars go to Abdullah, so there's no question about it.
Don't put me on a spot, brother Yusuf. Don't put me on a spot. Okay, let's see. We've got another SMS that's come in. Salams, I got a Jetta 3, 1996. Having problem every time with wheel bearing. Doesn't last. Need advice. Jetta CSX, I say it's a Jetta 3 CSX 96 model.
The box.
The old box shape. Yeah, very, very important. Is it front wheel bearings or rear wheel bearings? Okay. If it is the front wheel bearings, you couldn't be having much of an issue unless, of course, you're putting something that is absolutely Hong Kong. And I'm not blaming your technician for doing anything, but he's got to make sure that is press fitted correctly because that has a press fit bearing on it. When it comes to the rear bearings on those particular vehicles, I think, if I recall correctly, that is what we call a cone or a tapered bearing. A cone and tapered bearing, very, very important, is first to grease it correctly. The grease is actually got to be put in through the bearing very, very nicely. You've got to see it coming out the other side. The bearing guys, normally when you buy the bearings, you'll find that they supply you with a grease. And unfortunately, I haven't been happy with the grease that comes in that bearing box. I go out and buy a good wheel bearing grease. And with the result, obviously your bearing works out much better. And the other thing is very, very important how you adjust the bearing. It's very, very important because if you just go on and tighten it, you're going to have a problem because the bearing is getting crushed every time. So your guy has to actually follow the way of setting that wheel bearing up and make sure it's locked correctly. And inshallah, you shouldn't be having a problem with that bearing again. I see it's going on a lot here. There's another SMS that's come in now. It says, Salam, I phoned last week about Nissan Almera 2004, not starting, no engine light is on, nothing wrong with the computer box. When the ignition is on, the red light on the dashboard is flashing, sent to ECU, nothing with computer blocks. Please, can you help me, because I stay in Indonesia South, I need a mechanic to check my Almera, because we also did diagnostics on the key, nothing wrong, and change sensors as well. I recall this particular vehicle, I recall the questions on this thing. And yes, I've heard about all the problems. I actually didn't go home and think about this for the last week. Shukr alhamdulillah. Otherwise, I'd have pulled out a bit more hair out of my head. But are you doing the repair yourself? Are you doing the checking yourself? Have you got a mechanic? Is this guy, I'm not saying, please, I'm not undermining any guy out there. Is he, does he have some sort of electrical knowledge? Does he have some sort of mechanical knowledge? What is, you know, who is doing it and what is happening? I think, you know what, please, you've got my number now, so I would suggest that if you can please just give me a call and say to me, you know, this is the story, where the car is. Maybe we could get, I could get Molana Kara to give you guys a call as well and see if there's any mechanic with Nissan as in Indonesia. I know Brother Yusuf is with Nissan. I don't know if you have any idea as how we can help these people, because they have called in last week. They have been battling for quite a while with this vehicle. Yusuf, have any ideas?
No, what I can suggest, we're out in Kempton Park, so it's going to be a bit difficult. I would suggest, if it's possible, bring it out there. We'll gladly assist you and we can check it out for you. If the vehicle is in motion, please bring it through. It's not at all. It's not starting at all. It's not starting at all. But the easiest way to get it to closest Nissan dealer, I think so, at Motor Deal, local here, close to you, if you can get the vehicle to them, with the greatest pleasure, they'll probably do, put it on a diagnostic and check it again for you. And then from there we can assess what's the problem. I'm sure it's probably minor. Maybe it's to do with the, I don't know. I'm not.
Look, we've given them all the advice over last week, I think, or the week before that. We've had quite a discussion on this particular vehicle. You know, the thing is, it's rather difficult for me as well, unless the vehicle comes to me.
Absolutely. Without having the vehicle physically in your workshop, it's very difficult to do an assessment, you know, via this.
I mean, we've given them all the basics, you know what I'm saying? But there's something small, something maybe they're just looking past, something.
Would it not be the transponder system on that?
Yeah, well, they just said to me on the SMS now that the transponder system has been checked, the ECU has been checked, everything has been checked. And, you know, I think the best thing is for me to get that vehicle in. Obviously, it's let's hope it's a challenge for me. You know, maybe compression tests and all those sort of things as well, because the vehicle has been standing for a while.
What I can suggest is I'm making notes of it, and then what I can do is, if you got the brother's number, what I'll do is I'll get one of our technicians to give him a call on Monday and try and do an assessment via phone, and then we can take it from there. Not a problem, we can do that.
Jazakallah, Yusuf, Brother Yusuf, Jazakallah for that. That's much appreciated, because I know this person has been battling for quite a while as far as you know, this is concerned. The other thing is, you know, I see the person with the Voyager has come back with the SMS. They're looking for someone in the Benoni area who is doing repairs on servicing on the Chrysler Voyager. Unfortunately, I don't know anybody in the Benoni area. Yeah, but maybe one of the callers can assist us there, and one of the listeners can assist us there with something like that. I see we've got a caller. The brother Usama is jumping up and down trying to get my attention. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're live on air.
Assalamu alaikum salam.
Who am I speaking to?
Muaz.
Muaz. How are you, my brother?
Alhamdulillah, yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
I have a Mercedes-Benz C180 compressor. It's a W203 model.
Gee, what's your model is that?
It says the ESP, it says on a computer box, on a computer ESP.
Alright.
Visit the workshop. But when I checked up, the ESP control unit is working.
Alright. The ESP control unit is working.
Yes.
Alright. Who did your diagnostics, if I may ask? No, don't name them.
It
was done at Mercedes. And did they specify as to what on the ESP? Because ESP is an electronic stability program. It can affect a few of your electronics on the vehicle. So it should, your ESP will either tell you a steering angle sensor, or it could tell you something else as well. It won't just say ESP and not say anything to you unless there is something wrong with the control module itself, which I had one this particular week. I had one particular vehicle which said to me control module. So if there's something wrong with the control module, it won't say anything else. So yes, does it say control module only or what?
I think if you put on the speed of cruise,
yes,
then it says then visit workshop.
Yeah, so obviously.
So is that maybe possibly the angle sensor?
That's your steering angle sensor. It wouldn't be with the speed of cruise. That would be more on your accelerator throttle housing or the control unit for the cruise control or something like that. I think what you can do is maybe get Brother Ariel's number from the engineer or from the reception, and he would be able to try and guide you and assist you there.
Brother, okay. Brother Mars, it's time for you to change the vehicle. I've got a new one for you. Tell your dad he must spend some of his money now. It's time to change, eh?
Uncle Yusuf, if the price is right, we can take it. No problem.
Inshallah.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Jazakallah for the call, bye. I see Yusuf, you got the fan club already. People are calling in because Brother Yusuf is here. But alhamdulillah, we appreciate the call. Like I was explaining, the ESP is not just one sort of component. It says electronic stability program. So there's a couple of components that are involved in there. And if I had one this week, as I said, and it said to me there was something wrong with the control module, so it didn't point out any other components. 9 out of 10 times it does say electronic, in the ESP it says to us steering angle sensor. And sometimes what happens is if it has been worked on and reconnected, then you got to drive the vehicle, because what happens is it actually takes a measurement of its own as you're turning circle and things like that, and it will then reset itself, and you'll find that the message can go away as well. Brother Yusuf, I see they are looking for your contact number as far as the Nissan Almera is concerned. I think I will SMS it to them in due course, inshallah. And you can then, inshallah, try and assist us. But what we would appreciate as well is once the vehicle starts, you can come back to us. I see Usama's putting up both hands now. Do you have a caller online, Usama? Assalamu alaikum, you live on air?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Yes. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, yourself?
Yes, alhamdulillah.
You calling from?
No. I'm calling in connection with a Toyota Tay.
Ji.
And the mechanic told me it will cost me about 6,000 or 6,500 rand to do the, you know, it's leaking. I mean, it's smoking and stuff, the seals and the valves. And a service. So is that fair? 6,000.
I'm actually a bit scared for 6,000 rand because it sounds a little less from my side. Because it involves a lot more work in there. You know, if he can specify exactly as to what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you've got my SMS number.
No, I don't have it. That's why the engineer told me I must just call in. Can you give me my SMS number?
The engineer will give you my SMS number. I've been calling it out on air. It's 083-287-0886.
If sorry,
083-287-0886.
0886.
G. If you could send me an SMS regarding exactly what he is replacing on the vehicle, because sometimes for 6,000 rand we can't even buy the spares.
Easy.
So I don't want you to get involved in something where half the job is done but you're paying full the price, or you're paying half price and you're getting half job done as well. So it's very, very important that everything is done properly, because when you do an engine recondition, I will just give it to you very, very quickly, is, you know, there are a lot of components involved, your rings, your bearings, your pistons, your valves, your valve guides, your valve stem seals. That's been done by the engineering. You need a new cam belt. You need a cam belt tensioner. You'll need a new water pump. You need an oil pump. All these things got to be replaced on an engine overall. You can't just say, I'm just going to do part of it and hope for the best.
Okay.
So it's important that I know what you are paying for before I can agree on the price.
Okay, that's for the smoking and using oil and stuff.
That's correct. Okay. And if you do the engine up, basically most of your service is done, because the oil filter, all that's got to be replaced. The only thing that's got to be done thereafter is suspension check, brakes check, maybe lights check and things like that. So just double check on that and give me an SMS as to what he's going to do exactly and the amount exact, and then I can maybe give you a guide from there as to what is being done.
Jazakallah, I'll stay in contact with you.
Jazakallah, you're more than welcome. Brother Yusuf, I think now we're coming to the end of our program. Alhamdulillah. It was wonderful spending this very short time with you in the studio. It was beneficial for me, and I'm sure for the listeners out there. Jazakumullahu khairan for making the effort and coming out to the studios to try and assist the people out there. I see one more SMS coming in, and this is, I think, the last SMS that I'm going to take now, because Usama is also Brother Usama that we're going to finish up by 1:45. It's going past the time. Usama, just one more, inshallah. At least you'll get to see my face for that a couple of minutes more, Usama. I know you're happy to see me. Salams, advice on Golf 5-6 GTI for daily use and also maintenance. Brother Yusuf, maybe you can tell us something about that. I know maintenance is ridiculous on those vehicles, but please don't let me put you off on that. Golf 5 or 6 GTI for daily use?
The maintenance on a Golf is not expensive at all, because you're driving a high-performance car, so you shouldn't worry about the maintenance costs on the vehicle. Depends also where you're driving daily. Stop-start traffic, if you're driving a manual or you're driving DSG, depends what you're driving. It's a nice car to drive daily, but let me tell you, the fuel consumption on a vehicle is going to finish you up. Serious, to do stop-start driving daily. It's a nice vehicle. Also, I would say rather use that vehicle as your family vehicle and invest in probably a small car to run around doing your school and shopping, whatever you have to do.
Gee, brother, you see, the other thing is not looking at the vehicle from a negative perspective, but, you know, it also depends on the mileage on those vehicles, because, you know, I think I picked up that they were having some sort of oil pump issues or things like that. More than likely, I'm sure they have sorted the issues out. But in fact, I had a Audi A4 today, the 1.8, was it? And the oil pump on that, I was quoted 31,000. So I'm not putting you off, please, but just double check on that vehicle as to what the oil pump issues are. And like Yusuf said, look, it's a nice vehicle to drive.
You know, those kind of vehicles, if they're within their service plans, then it's a pleasure. Then you can use it daily, it's not a problem. You know, you still got your warranties and your service plans to back you up. But the minute it goes out of warranties and service plans, that's where you got issues then.
Brother Yusuf, Jazakumullahu Khairan. Once again, your final closing remarks, if you have any.
Remember us now, innovation that excites. That's where we are now.
Alhamdulillah. So, yeah, we've got the message there. Jazakumullahu Khairan, Brother Yusuf, for the effort you put in. Allah Ta'ala reward you abundantly, Ameen. Inshallah, Ameen. For your effort. And to my wonderful engineer, I always am happy to see Brother Usama, because he puts a smile on my face. Usama, Jazakumullahu Khairan. And to all our listeners out there, most importantly, if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't have been having this program. Jazakumullahu khairan. We request special to us. Have a wonderful weekend, inshallah. We will try and see if we're going to be here next week, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.